industry. So now see, what came to your mind? That song Akile, you know, that song came and the whole town was shaking. Even those legends knew that this guy is a joking subject.
Well, that song normally, I compose my songs when I'm riding. So that song.
When you're just riding. Yeah. Compose how?
Not even by the riding, by a motorbike. Normally, I ride a small bicycle.
Okay, but then it's part of exercise. I don't know how to because I joke on. So you compose while checking the galley.
So I was going back to my village, that's Opuyo, from town here. And that song, first of all, before I compose a song, I say, what do I want to compose? I say, I want to compose about a woman. I want to compose about... something that portrays on Equapite.
So, good image, a good image to people. Yeah.
Yeah. So that song Akile. First of all, I know it is so. Most of us love milk, and we do rare animals and dairies. So I started thinking along the line of milk, and also I realized I think in a moment Akile. Is not wanted in our communities normally.
They say, is it poor product, poor quality?
So normally, arera itengene mameta kile mamekoto ikonya itengene jasi eneja tatara kile ekoto. So that is how I came up with something. So I said, what if we brought this into a reality of a lady who is beautiful, a lady who has all it takes to be kept. That is from the coming from the
production behind the camera, everything.
Yeah. So we say this is some kind of lady that is good for a person. So that's how the song came about. And that lady, Ajeneng Obakile Deja.
Yes, but I saw even a video was behind the production, the camera, the design, the outfits, because the video was classic.
The video was done by Joey, that is the film, and I thank Joey for doing that video.
So, Joe, wherever you are, Nafsi is sending love to you. Thank you for supporting Nafsi. So, Nafsi, well, how do you balance doing business and music? At times, some of us are not able. It's just kappa, so most artists, King, you know, they can't do that because, you know, you're supposed to go to the studio, you're supposed to be at business. So, you know, how do you get that to that point, balancing those two?
Well, before I joined the music industry, I was a small business guy. I was a hustler in the streets of Soroti here, and I used to do my business on the streets. So I just had that before even doing the music and joining the